From the WLRN Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. The things we use every day, phones, watches, cars, are getting smarter. These smart devices can communicate with each other, and all of that is what's become known as the Internet of Things, or IoT. Starting next spring, Florida International University in Miami will begin offering the first IoT bachelor's degree program in the United States. Kamal Akaya is an associate professor and program director of the IoT degree. He spoke to me from his office at FIU.
This program is just such a sign of the times. You know, like even 10 years ago, there wouldn't have been a need for something like this. What are you most excited about as far as teaching your students in this program?
Every day there is a new IoT device coming to the market, and they have different hardware, different software capabilities. When you look at the different tools becoming available for these devices, it's really incredible. And when you teach these to students, you are basically teaching state of the art. I mean, it's a technology of here and now. And there's no textbook on this. There's not a lot of materials available. So we'll be building our own materials here, and other universities will maybe develop their own similar programs. But we will be the first to make this major contribution to this field.
Why do you think there's a need for an IoT degree?
Smart devices, they can talk to each other through wireless and through the internet. They are used in energy, in transportation, in agriculture, in health, and they are expected to be used in many other applications in the upcoming years. So we want to offer this as an alternative degree, as a technology degree. So we design new courses in many cases, specifically for IoT devices. When you have more of these IoT devices, when you have your medical wearables that can collect information about your health, when you have your autonomous vehicle driving you to your work, when you have your smart home devices talking to each other, it's like the machines are all over the place and making decisions on behalf of you.
The idea of devices being able to communicate with each other may sound a little creepy. So what do you tell someone who hears about the Internet of Things and has visions of machines taking over the world?
Yeah, that's partially true. We already have a lot of advancement in artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies. The goal is to make them think like a human being to make decisions. The example that I can give is a smart thermostat in your house, which is an IoT device. It can collect information and send to the cloud about your temperature settings in the house. There are mechanisms inside it, machine learning algorithms, that will enable to learn your behavior. And then over the time, they will automatically adjust your temperature settings, so you don't need to do it manually. So this is really very interesting, and you can imagine lots of different applications where this will happen. So basically the machines are now in control of your life because they can learn, they can communicate with you, and they can take actions. But of course there are disadvantages, like you're increasing the venues for attackers to attack through these devices. Obviously there are such risks, but I think it's going to be fun to have those devices in our daily lives making most of our decisions.
Well, it's a very interesting concept. Dr. Akaya, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
The program is expected to accept 50 students in the first year, a mixture of freshmen and transfer students, and FIU also plans to create a master's degree in the Internet of Things. From the WLRN Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.